Item 15, request for public hearing, November. Ben DeTog, Joe.
Good afternoon, Commissioner, members of the board. Even though this is a request for a public hearing, I would like to give a brief background. There were two addenda to the TOTOG FMP that have been adopted this year. In light of the most recent stock assessment, which shows stock biomass has remained low at the coastwide level. ASMFC's TOTOG Technical Committee and Management Board initiated Addendum 4. That process started in January of this year. It set specific rebuilding targets and mandated states reduce their overall harvest by 25.6%. That required that states have approved options in place by January 1st, 2008. The wording in Addendum 4 was such that states would only receive reduction credit for cuts to the recreational fishery. And I believe that was based on an understanding that coastwide, the recreational fishery has traditionally contributed over 90% of the overall landings. Early on, there was some concern with states such as Rhode Island and Massachusetts. In recent years, their commercial fishery has grown to almost 40% of their overall landings. That would have put them in a very tough position where, in order to achieve the overall reduction, they would have had to take massive cuts in their recreational fishery. Quickly, Addendum 5 followed. In August, it was approved. This allows states the flexibility to come up with reduction options and take the cuts where they see fit. Staff has worked with an ad hoc committee for the recreational fishery since the Addendum 4 process. They came up with several reduction options. Staff also put forth reduction options for the commercial fishery and sought comment from the commercial fishery on those options. The options you have before you in your eval with tables 1 and table 2 would achieve a 25.6% reduction for each fishery. The options were brought before FMAC at the September FMAC meeting. Table 1, which has the recreational reduction options, are the endorsed options by FMAC. It was pared down to 3 options. I also want to note that FMAC voted 7-4 with 2 abstentions to recommend that the entire reduction comes from the recreational fishery, noting that for Virginia, the recreational fishery accounted for 98% of the overall landings. Now, this is based on the 2003 to 2005 period that the addenda uses where the reductions need to be made from. Although we don't provide an additional table, that would only require that the recreational fishery take 1 additional day for each of the 3 options. Staff's recommendation here is to advertise for a November public hearing, and I apologize that the wording isn't in the eval, but we're recommending advertising the adoptions in both tables 1 and table 2 and award the notice such that alternative options can be considered as long as they meet the required 25.6% overall reduction.
Any questions? I'll entertain a motion.
Move this staff recommendation for public hearing.
Public hearing in November pertaining to TOTOG with the provisions that Mr. Seminole also mentioned. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Mr. Tankard. Further discussion? All in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. All opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Item 16, Travelstead.
Back in 1999, the commission adopted a regulation that capped the sale of new blue crab licenses. And you have extended that cap a couple of times, most recently in 2004 for a 3-year period. That